Welcome back, everyone, to The Mix. I'm Warren. That's Alardo.
Hello.
And today, we're on episode 55, and today we're talking about Jordan Peele's Nope as our headliner. Mm-hmm. Just came out. It's pretty good. We also have The Gray Man on Netflix, Ryan Gosling action movie, and The Mist, per Alardo's request.
Yes.
So, It was a pretty entertaining week of reviews, or 2 weeks of reviews. But we'll start off with Nope, Jordan Peele's newest movie. Yes. I don't know what to call it. Like, it was just like, newest monster movie, I guess. But
dang, going into a spoiler, bro.
Oh, is it?
Kind of. You're not supposed to really know.
Oh shit. Well, yeah, I guess so. Damn.
That's one of the reasons I liked it, though, because it was, like, for me, it was a bait. Like, I was wondering, too, why the trailers are being so, like, obvious with this, like, it's a sci-fi aliens thing. Like, why is it being so obvious? And, like, that's why. It's because you'd never guess what, like, was actually going on.
Okay, yeah. So, I already fucked it up, but
that's all right.
Go into it.
No, yeah, I liked it a lot. Because even when I was leaving the theater with my friend, this girl, like, asked us, like, oh, what would you guys think? We're like, oh, we liked it. She's like, oh, okay, because my friends thought it was stupid. And we're like, whoa, really? And she's like, yeah. And we're like, oh, okay. Like, so I was trying, like, that didn't ruin it for me, but I was, like, thinking about it. Like, why would somebody think this is stupid, you know? And I couldn't figure it out. But, you know.
So, yeah, for me, it finished, and I was like, okay, well, what did I miss? Because I didn't have any, like, epiphany or, like, derive any, like, deep meaning from it. It seemed like a pretty straightforward story to me. And yeah, I wasn't expecting that. So I was like, did I miss something?
That's the thing, though. Like, I feel like after Get Out, people are trying to, like, they think all of his movies are going to be like that. But I feel like even Get Out wasn't really, like, that deep. Like, everything was pretty straightforward in Get Out and Us. And
yeah.
Yeah.
But, like,
I don't know.
I guess the message of, like, trying to tell me something, at least.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Like, yeah, that's true, though. We shouldn't, like, expect that from him. I would say, though, even the trailer, like, made me expect that from him again, too. Like, I don't know. So, I guess I was a little underwhelmed, but I enjoyed the movie. Daniel Kaluuya is really good.
Yeah,
one thing I will say is, like,
fresh off that Oscar.
One thing I will say is I feel like the characters felt like the same or like kind of underdeveloped the whole time. Maybe it's just because it was
their journeys, I guess, their development.
Yeah, there was no development that I saw anyway. I don't know how you felt about it, but they kind of were who they were, and that was it.
Yeah, they didn't really change or anything.
Yeah, I guess that affected it for me a little bit, but I like the concept and the fucking whole
thing. I don't know. Also, a part of it, like, spoilers. I think kind of like the whole thing they're trying to do is, god damn it. I can't do it. Their whole journey is like, I could see why some people are like, yeah, I don't really want to follow this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
because like normally movies are like, oh, let's just kill the thing. But this movie is kind of like doing something else. They're not just trying to kill it. They're trying to do something else.
Right. And well, I guess another thing was like, I didn't immediately connect Steven Yeun's story to the main story that was happening.
Yeah.
And I felt like it kind of needed to connect in a stronger way. Because, like, you had to explain it, and I kind of got it.
Once what happened to his character happened, I was like, that was my first concern. I was like, okay, why did we see all that? But the more I thought about it, I was like, oh, well, it makes sense. Because, like,
yeah, it felt kind of disconnected, though. Like, to me, anyway.
I love that shit. Like, I like, there's, like, weird shit like that. Like, nobody else thought of that. Like, until 2022. I think that's just crazy.
That's true. It's super original. And that even just the way that studio part was shot.
Yeah.
I loved that. That was really good.
It was scary. Like, it actually was scary.
Yeah. I was like, well, but then after the movie, I was like, wait, I could just kick the shit out of this monkey. Like, he's not like, it's not like a big like monkey. It's just a chimp, right? Like,
I don't know. It's just full on like.
Couldn't you just fight
it? Unstoppable rage in that thing. I feel like that thing is just un.
I mean, I wouldn't have done what that adult did and just like, eh, no.
Oh yeah,
stop.
I don't know what the hell he was doing, but
yeah, he fucking sold, dude. Like,
I feel like that thing would never get tired. Like, it ain't stopping. I get tired.
I never get tired. Come on. But yeah, I would have fought him. You know, I would have kicked him a little bit, punted him.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, man, what else can we say? It was just such a weird. Like, I like that it had to like keep up, like, you know, like it didn't. I couldn't predict anything. So that was good. I like that. It's just like,
yeah, I just really like there's comedy in there too. It's in the title of the movie. Nope. Whenever Daniel Kaluuya was like, nope.
Yeah, like, nope.
The whole audience, yeah, everybody in my theater laughed. It's
funny. Yeah, that part where he's in the truck is probably like the highlight of that. It's so good. The fries guy was pretty funny too. I don't know the actor.
Oh, no, yeah.
The fries electronics worker.
Yeah.
Really funny. Man, yeah. Like, I don't know if I would rewatch it, but, like, it was an experience. But, yeah, what would you give it, like, out of 5?
I liked it a lot. I would rewatch it, honestly. I'd give it a 4. And just Jordan Peele, like he just knows how to tell stories. That's for me. Like, I always say that's, like, the number one thing is storytelling. And he knows how to tell a story. Like, he knows how to introduce stuff. And, like, have it come back later, and it's like, oh, shit, and it just feels so good. Like, he just knows that. Like, it's just something you got to know, and you're like a storyteller, a filmmaker.
Yeah, it's like instinct.
Like, here's one that I caught on my way out, and I was like, wow. Because you know how their great-great-great-grandfather was the jockey on the horse, right? And then what does Daniel Kaluuya's character turn into by the end of the movie? He kind of does the same thing that his great-great-great-grandfather does, too. It's pretty crazy. He has to be filmed riding a horse, yeah.
Oh,
there's just like so much stuff like that Jordan Peele just probably just does that shit in his sleep.
Wow. Yeah. There's another small detail. I don't know why I noticed this like in the theater, but like, so in the beginning part, she says her monologue and then they play the actual video of the dad saying it.
Yeah.
And she copied exactly what he said exactly. But then when she said it, Daniel Kaluuya had to add another.
Let's correct her. Yeah.
Yeah, because like she would just memorize the exact video, so I thought that was cool. But yeah, what would I give it out of 5? You ask. I think I'll go 3.5. I don't think it was quite a 4 for me.
Didn't affect you like his other ones.
Yeah, but it was solid though. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, he said he wants to go big with this one. Yeah, it was bigger than the last 2. I feel like.
Yeah.
Like in terms of like scope and scale.
Yeah, for sure. And it was like different too. Like just the originality in itself is just really good.
It's such a simple idea too, because like thinking about it, it's like, yeah, if we saw it in the sky, like why would it be a ship? What if that was it?
Oh yeah.
I mean, you already fucking spoiled it.
I would never have thought of it. I didn't think about that until this movie fucking told me. Yeah. So pretty cool. Definitely would recommend though. Moving on from Nope, we have The Gray Man, Netflix movie, Ryan Gosling,
Chris Evans,
that's right, thank you. What were your thoughts on the movie?
I thought it was fine. Like we said last week, like Thor was like that's a 3 movie. No, this is a movie that's such a 3 that it's like, I don't know. Like, I was just not vibing with this movie. Like, it was just fine. Like, but I feel like I could. I've seen this movie before. What was another movie that was like that? It was like the one with Denzel Washington. I forgot the name already.
The one with Denzel
and Jared Leto.
The little ones,
something like that.
Fuck, we watched it for this podcast.
We did. It was like that, where it's like, it's nothing new. I feel like I've seen this before. And it's fine. It's like, the production value is really good. The cinematography is really good, too. There's some lighting in this movie.
The little things.
Yeah, there we go. It's the little things. That's what he says to Rami Malek.
Yeah, it felt like... Yeah, no, I agree. Because it felt like that Chris Hemsworth movie to me. Like,
dude, I didn't even watch that. But I know exactly which one you're talking about. Yeah,
it was like, damn. Like, it's just so these guys... Like, I feel like... Ryan Gosling just wanted to do an action movie, so he did an action movie. Yeah. Like,
I mean, it was cool.
I can hear your dogs. Yeah.
Yeah. They're bothering me a little bit. That's okay. But yeah, it's like, even like, just thinking about the characters, like Ryan Gosling's character, it's just, I wasn't really rooting for him. It's just because he was Ryan Gosling. You know?
True. Yeah. And he didn't.
And a lot of the dialogue, I was like, it felt like it should have hit. Like, oh, like it makes sense. But then when they were like, when they said it, it was like,
yeah, like, oh, just, you know, another Thursday. And I'm like,
Yeah. It's like they want to make a movie where it's like, they just wanted to make a movie that was like one of those movies, you know?
Yeah. It was on purpose that they did that. They did some mid shit, you know? Like,
I did like the set pieces of like the crazy tram part, the tram scene. And then there's like the action's all right. But like compared to like, I kept comparing it to Mission Impossible, honestly. You shouldn't, probably should have done that while watching the movie.
Yeah,
like,
that's a high bar there.
Yeah. But it's like, that's like the perfect action scene though. It's like in the Mission Impossible movies, they have stakes and tension. And like, that's what drives the action. And this movie is just like, I'm just watching.
Yeah,
I'm just watching
Ryan Gosling, you know, do stuff. Chris Evans as a villain was interesting, I guess.
That was interesting, yeah.
Since he's usually, you know, like Captain America and stuff.
I kind of wanted him to be more unhinged a little bit. They kept saying how crazy he was, but I didn't really feel it, honestly.
Yeah, I see that. Like, could have done some more fucked up shit.
Because I know the directors, the Russo brothers, because they also directed the Avengers movies. They said they keep saying how like Chris Evans is like an energetic dude, so that's probably why they gave him this role, because they wanted like to do him justice a little bit. But even then, I feel like he still had some energy in him to let out.
Yeah. What else even happened? Did they? Did they ever explain why he was in jail? I can't remember.
Something about his dad or his brother. He either killed his brother or his dad. One of those.
Oh, see, that's
fucked
up.
Like, we can't.
Yeah, I can't even
talk smack about this movie and then not even remember all the details. But that's okay. I do like the So for some, I did say I like the production value. It looks like there's that scene where he was like handcuffed to the bench and there's like shit happening all around. That looked really good.
That was probably the highlight.
And then just the lighting too, and like the cinematography, like that first scene in the club, like all seeing all that blue and red is really nice. And then I do like his relationship with the girl. I thought when the movie ended, I was like, no, I want to see that movie instead. Like, what happens now?
I think they just
announced the sequel and a spinoff movie. So.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, yeah. Good. Yeah,
but when they announced it, I was like, that should have been the first movie.
Yeah.
I want to see that one.
Yeah.
I want to see him trainer and they'd be this freaking like duo. That'd be cool.
Oh, like Love and Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll watch that. Like, they had a strong, like, they had good chemistry on screen. And she was a good character. Yeah. Okay, I'll watch that. What would you give this one out of 5, though?
I feel like I can't give it a 3. It might be a 2.
I'm going to go 2.5. Yeah, it's not. Yeah. It's under 3. Because if I had to go Thor or this movie, I'll go Thor.
Yeah, exactly. So, I think it's fine, though. It's like a fun... I mean, this is like perfect for Netflix. Like, that's why you
exactly
have Netflix. Yeah. Movie. Yeah. You just put it on and yeah, just leave
do
it
whatever
on
you're
and,
doing.
Yeah, exactly. Don't gotta watch, but if you do, then you'll be entertained.
Exactly. Yep.
It's Ryan Gosling.
Yep. Okay. Wow. We are moving quickly. Last movie of the day, probably could be my favorite movie of the three. Actually, is The Mist.
It is crazy.
This movie, it starts slow, but then it's insane. So go ahead, talk about it.
Excuse me. Yeah. So I just wanted to drop this bomb. It was directed by the guy who did The Shawshank Redemption. So how about that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is the main guy in Shawshank?
I don't think he is.
Oh, I was going to say, he looks kind of familiar, but like I couldn't. Even Ollie looks familiar. He's definitely in stuff. But yeah. Damn.
No, yeah. I think I always knew the ending, though. Like that's how I know about this movie, because the ending. Like when I was like, I don't know, in high school, I guess, I was like, darkest movies of all time. And this is always like number one. So that's how
really?
I know about this. And I haven't watched it until this year. So then I watched it, and even though I knew what happens, it still hit. I was like, damn, that's fucked up.
Holy shit.
Yeah. But even, like, the journey there itself is, like, it's interesting to watch. I feel like the reason why I like this movie a lot is because I feel like it's not too, like, far off from what would actually happen in real life. I feel like what we see in the movie is, like, you could just put a camera. You could do, like, a little social experiment, put a camera in the store. And these exact things might, like, play out. And that's why I like this movie a lot.
Yeah, that's so true. It's, like, pretty realistic. I would say, well, there's a couple decisions where I was like, wait, are you guys, like, stupid? Like, there's no
even
like,
then, too, because I was thinking about it. Like, I'm like, there are people that would be like that. They just don't want to.
Are
like,
there?
I think so. They just don't want to, like, believe that there's anything that going wrong. You know, like they want to. I don't want to say optimistic. It's like, it's not optimistic. But they just like, they want to like delude themselves into thinking like,
they're like,
no,
yeah,
nothing's
like,
wrong.
In
We're
denial?
Perfectly fine. Yeah, denial. That's the word.
Did they ever show what happened to.
No, they don't. Yeah.
Oh,
to the
shit.
People at the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. It was kind of like a what would you do game, which is cool too.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That loading dock stuff, I was like, what person in their right mind would do that? But they didn't. So I was like, oh. So, but after that, it really picked up for me. Like, I started to get invested in, like, the store. Because after that, I believed, like, pretty much everything.
Yeah. Yeah, that's also another reason why I like this movie. I like movies where they really, like, so the whole, you know, if you, like, the whole, most movies, there's the rising action, which is, like, the obstacles get worse and worse and worse. But few movies actually do that, like, really well. And this is one movie where it's like, yeah, it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And that's one reason I like this movie. Because most horror movies don't really do that. They have to, like, calm down a little bit. And then they go, like, back up again. But this movie is just, yeah, well, like, each obstacle is worse than, like, the last one, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. And even the parts in between, it's, like, not really calm. Because it's, like, they're kind of anticipating, like,
yeah, they're even like, yeah, still reeling from the last thing. And they're like, oh,
yeah.
Like, yeah. So, like, we're still in, like, kind of in shock with them.
Yeah, and, like, the store dynamic kind of makes it
so they can't
really relax.
After everything, yeah, their morality.
It's like, holy shit. So, dude, if me and you were in that store,
dude,
what do you think? Do you think we would have lived?
I'd be probably fucking dead, dude.
What?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm trying to. I can't like say like I'd make good decisions because like you never know, right? But like I like to think I'd be pretty good. I think
I'd
we'd
be hiding
good.
The whole time, bro. I'd be hiding, and then I'd get caught. And be like, oh, this guy hiding. Let's sacrifice him. I'd go fucking sacrifice my ass.
Nah, I'd drag you with me. Alara, we gotta go. We gotta go to the pharmacy, bro. We gotta get this. Get this medicine.
That old lady is a legend. Though. Holy shit.
Oh yeah, dude. Oh,
that was
yeah.
That's how you subvert expectations. The whole time, it's like, oh, she's going to die. She's going to die. No, she is actually an MVP other than Ollie.
Dude, that whole pharmacy trip was like actually kind of like it ended up being pretty useless, right?
Yeah.
That sucks. Yeah. Damn. Damn, yeah. I want to play a simulator of that situation, and then we can like play it out. You know, that such a great like situation movie.
Situation, yeah.
Oh man.
Just also like the monster designs were really interesting too. Oh, so gross, disgusting.
Yeah,
Hate
especially for
it.
2007, huh? I feel like that
Yeah,
was like
it looks really
really
good.
good.
Yeah, that scene where the body falls and then it's all spider. It's all spiders.
Oh yeah. That shit was disgusting. Even like the little flying bugs. Ugh.
Yeah.
Nope.
Nope.
Yeah. Gross, dude.
All right, should we talk about the ending?
Yeah, I mean we have to, right? Like the real. By the way, shout out Ollie. You'll
Yeah,
understand if you guys watch the
real one.
movie. Ollie is the realest character in this movie, and they did him so dirty.
Mrs. Carmody, though, she is a really good villain. Holy
Oh
shit.
yeah.
Fuck her.
Holy shit, I hate it. I was like, dude, if this girl does not shut the hell up. Yeah, that was whoo whoo. But okay, so back to the ending. Oh my goodness. Dude, I don't even know what to say about it. Like the premature tragedy that was. Like, fuck.
Dude,
Like, I couldn't help but just laugh. Like I was like, "Ah, you stupid."
that's how you're coping.
Yeah. It's just how I cut like bro, like, "Oh my God." Is that like the best ending like
I mean,
ever?
this was based on a Stephen King thing,
Oh, I
and
saw that.
they changed the ending.
Well, what was the original ending?
The original ending was he heard like something on the radio, and he's like, "Oh, okay, there's still hope," and that was the end of it. So then this ending is the total opposite, where
This ending is way better.
he had no hope left, and he was like, "Fuck this," and then did what he did, and then yeah.
Oh. Dude, this is way better though. Like, if it was a happy, oh shit. If it was like, if it ended normally, I don't know. It just wouldn't have been a good as good movie.
I wouldn't have known about this movie probably, because
Yeah,
the reason I
like
said I know about it is because I searched up top 10 darkest movie endings or something, and this was number one.
yeah.
Dude, his acting though is crazy. Like that scene where he just has the gun in his mouth and he's like trying to pull the trigger. I'm like, dude, like I
Yeah.
didn't want to watch that. Like that is like too real.
Yeah, that was acting.
That
Acting.
was acting.
Like, holy shit.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah,
Oh
that
my
man.
gosh.
Like, he has to have, like, hung himself after, right? Like, no
How
way.
do you live with
Yeah, I don't know.
that?
Anyway, what would you give it out of 5?
Dude, just like honestly, like the ending is like there's no movie ever since like that has gone that dark before. I don't think so. Like, or anything as like every time I hear about dark endings, it's that movie. It's always that movie. Like no other
Yeah.
movie has given a reaction like that, where it's like, holy shit, like that is so fucked up. And like just that alone is like just props. Like I give this movie a 5, because just the
Wow.
yeah the ramping of the action, or not the action, the obstacles, like things just getting worse and worse and worse, and like how realistic this is, or in my opinion it's realistic. And then that ending just, and I could also see the ending like not be, I could see the argument that it's not a good ending. Like it's just doing that just to be fucking like to be an asshole like storyteller and be like, this, I'm just gonna do the worst ending possible because it's gonna get a reaction out of people. But
But
still, like
like,
I give props to that, because that's like nobody else is
yeah.
doing that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I give it a 5.
Dude,
There's nothing else like this that I can think of, honestly.
I'm always rooting for endings like this.
Yeah, I
You're
know,
like,
that's why this is the ending.
and that's like, it actually happened and I was like, holy shit. But yeah, oh man. It started so slow though, for me, and I kind of have to go, I think I go 4.5. But the ending really like one of the best endings to a movie, I think. Oh man. Ooh, somebody's in the chat saying Arlington Road. Do you know that movie?
No, I don't actually.
Arlington Road.
Just took that one out. All right, good.
We gotta
We,
research that one
yeah.
after.
Can't hold the ending of that one.
Ooh, man, The Mist. Okay. Yeah, definitely go watch that. It's on Netflix if you haven't
Yeah.
seen it. Highly recommend. Highly recommend. Okay, so that's all the movies we had, the new movies.
That was
That we
pretty good.
watched.
I feel like we didn't even spoil it. We didn't even say what happened.
Oh, that was yeah, actually.
Awesome.
Hell yeah. We usually spoil it, but we didn't, so.
We redeemed ourselves from Nope. We spoiled that shit.
Oh yeah. Whoops, my bad. But yeah, okay, so the other things that's happening is Marvel Phase 5 got announced.
Yeah.
Do you have the list in front of you?
I don't have it in front of me.
I should have got it in front of me, but I don't have it in front of me. So I'll give you a second to get it in front of you, and I'll like try to filibuster here.
All right,
Oh, the
filibuster.
chat. The Ring has a fucked up ending too. I
I
haven't
watched
seen
The
The
Ring.
Ring. You watched The Ring?
Yeah. That's also one of my other top five horror movies. Not top
Damn,
five,
yeah.
five star horror
Is
movie.
The Mist a horror movie? Or I guess
I'd
it
say
is, huh?
so, yeah.
Damn. Yeah, because
Just
I
that
normally like
ending, I wish.
hate horror
I don't
movies.
wish, but if anybody ever saw that ending as a kid, they're legit traumatized. Like, how
Oh
do you, as
yeah.
a child, watch that ending? Or like a teenager?
Damn, yeah.
Traumatizing.
Yeah, but usually I don't like horror movies. That's why I haven't seen The Ring.
Yeah, The Ring is. I mean, it's not that bad. I
Really?
can't say that
Like, well,
because
you
I'm
know
a
me,
horror
you know
guy.
me.
Yeah.
Like, could I watch The Ring?
You'd probably not like some scenes for sure.
Okay, yeah, I'm good. I'll take your word for it.
That was like
Okay.
the taboo movie as a kid. It's like, oh, The Ring. It's like,
Yeah,
oh,
the
and
fucking
The
like clips of it
Grinch.
is
Yeah.
so fucked up. Like, leave me alone. But yeah, okay. Marvel Phase 5, do you have the list?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
So first, the end of phase four is the end of this year, which is Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Okay, yeah. Oh, did you see the trailer for that?
Yeah, that
Ooh.
looked good.
It looked really good. I'm excited.
And
I
also
don't know what they're
She-Hulk,
gonna do.
if you remember She-Hulk.
Oh.
I'm actually excited for She-Hulk. It looks funny.
Is that that's just they're doing a show for that, right?
Yeah, it's they wanted to do like their first like legit like comedy like TV comedy, and yeah, it looks funny. I'm excited for it. They're doing like a half hour, like it's like a lawyer show, and she's like doing a little case every week, so it sounds funny. Wong's gonna be one, which is funny, and yeah,
Oh
that's like
shit.
that's the whole show. But okay,
Huh.
so phase five is starting with Ant-Man Quantumania.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, those Ant-Man movies, like some you already know some fucking confusing shit is gonna happen.
But this one, they're planning to go bigger because Kang is gonna be the villain in this one. Who's supposed to be?
Wait, time out. Who's Kang?
Well, so if you remember at the end of Loki, the time guy, he has like a whole
Yeah.
bunch of variants who are evil, and then that's Kang is one of them.
Oh. Wait,
So it's
what?
time guy, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But
Okay.
apparently, there are a whole bunch of Kangs. So a bunch of time
Okay.
guys, and yeah, I'm assuming in this Ant-Man movie we're fighting one of them, or
Oh,
introducing him at
shit.
least, yeah.
Okay. Perfect movie for that. Makes sense.
And then we got Secret Invasion with Sam
What?
Jackson, Skrulls and stuff.
Secret Invasion?
Yeah.
That's what it's called. That's it.
Yeah, the whole idea behind Secret Invasion is that like, you know, the Skrulls from Captain Marvel, they're like the aliens that can like shapeshift into like people.
Yeah.
The whole idea is that they have invaded the government or something like that, and we don't know who a Skrull is. Like in the comics, I think like Captain America was a Skrull at some point. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, if you like look at the screen, yeah, that's like the whole thing is like we don't know who's actually real or not, if they're a Skrull, and that's the whole point of the show, I'm assuming.
I see. Okay, but the Skrulls are good guys, right? Or no?
They are actually good guys in the MCU, yeah.
Okay,
So I don't know how
so.
they're gonna do that. Yeah,
Interesting.
maybe they
Okay.
are evil Skrulls. Maybe there's like another.
Oh yeah, probably just
Yeah.
like faction them off. Okay, that makes
Yeah.
sense. Okay. What else?
We got Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, the last one.
Oh, this is a lot. Oh,
Yeah,
wow. Okay.
and James Gunn is teasing that like he'll kill some people off.
Damn, he's gonna fucking kill all of them, dude.
He probably will. After Suicide Squad, he scared kill
Yeah,
anybody.
like what else are those characters gonna do? That's why, like.
Yeah, I guarantee the team is not dead. There's at least gonna be one that's gonna be the new leader.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But I don't. Yeah, the other I don't see all of them living.
Should we try predict? Sure. Let's try predict.
Well, Deadpool? We'll do a Deadpool right now?
Yeah.
Dude. I saw a theory that he makes the Guardians of the Galaxy logos after the character that dies in the movie. Like, in like the first one, the logo was wood, and then Groot dies in the movie. And the second one, it looks like Yondu's, like, thingy. And then Yondu freaking died. And this logo looks like Rocket shit.
Oh,
so Rocket might be dead as fuck. And they're also exploring his backstory in this movie. So, and that's, hit number one that he's dead.
Dead. He's dead.
But it might be a ruse. Because, you know. Yeah. Maybe.
Well, somebody's gonna fucking die.
Yeah, for sure.
Drax is probably dead.
Damn, yeah. What else is there for Drax? His whole thing was that he wanted revenge.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, and then fucking... Chris Pratt's dead, right? He has to be.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's no Gamora, so...
Oh, there is a Gamora, actually.
Wait, what?
The variant Gamora from...
Oh, that's right.
With Thanos, yeah.
Okay. She wasn't in the Thor.
There's also Nebula and Mantis. Yeah, yeah. She just like disappeared. They didn't find her.
That's right. Okay. Huh. Okay. Okay. So that's probably gonna make us sad. What's after that?
Yeah. We got Echo. If you remember Echo from the Hawkeye show. Echo. She's the girl that she was deaf.
Oh, she was like kind of a villain.
Oh, Maya. Yeah, I don't think they said her.
Said her name.
Yeah, Maya, just Maya.
Okay.
Yeah, she has her own show, which is, I don't know if it's rumored or confirmed, but Kingpin and Daredevil are gonna be in it.
Okay. Well, yeah. Wait, Kingpin?
Yeah, because remember he was her.
I thought he was
cool or something.
Wait, was he? Oh, okay.
No, yeah, she shot him in the head, so. But
yeah.
Apparently he's coming back. So okay. There's that. Okay. Yeah.
Damn, they hella nerfed him, though. Oh, my.
They did nerf him.
Okay.
And then we got Loki season 2.
Oh, man. Loki season 2, that's going to be good.
Yeah, we already, like, seen season 1, so there's not much to talk about there.
Yeah.
So then there's the Marvels. I watched Miss Marvel, so I'm pretty hyped for that.
Wait, the Marvels?
Yeah, so it's going to have Brie Larson, Kamala Khan, who was Miss Marvel. And then, I forgot her name, but she was in WandaVision. Monica. Monica,
yeah.
Rambeau, I think. Yeah, she got her powers when she went through the...
Yeah, what happened to her? Did we not see her since then?
I don't know. Yeah, I forget.
Okay. There's too many characters.
But yeah, they're the three. They're the Marvels.
The Marvels. Okay.
And there's rumors. Are there rumors, leaks, that it's going to be part musical, which is interesting.
Oh.
They're going to land on a planet where all they do is sing.
No.
So I think that's funny.
I hate musicals. Okay, well, we'll get there when we get there. What else?
We got Blade.
Blade.
Yeah.
Tell me
he was
about
at
Blade.
The end of the Eternals where Jon Snow is about to do something to his sword and then he's like, Mr. Whitman, I don't know if you want to do that or something. He said some shit like that. He didn't show up, but his voice was there. So yeah, Blade, okay. He's the vampire killer guy. He had movies before, but they weren't part of the MCU.
Wait, so is he a villain or?
I don't think so. But
he's like the Morbius.
Oh, Morbius.
Marvel's Morbius.
But yeah, Jon Snow's gonna be in there, so I'm pumped for that.
Okay.
Kit Harington.
Yeah.
He also got a freaking sequel show. What the hell is that gonna be about? Did you hear about that?
Well, yeah, when is that happening?
I have no idea. They just like announced that it was happening.
Huh.
But it was like fully backed by Kit Harington. Like that was his idea. And HBO was like, fuck yeah, let's do it. So I'm curious about that.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I'll watch that shit.
Okay, and then we got Ironheart. She's in the Wakanda Forever trailer. She was the one doing the thingy. And then her heart came out. She's welding and the heart came down. If you remember that in the trailer. She dapped up Shuri. Yeah, that's her. She has her own show.
Okay. Ironheart. Okay.
And then we got Agatha, Coven of Chaos.
Oh, that's going to be lit.
I have no idea what's going to happen in that. That's crazy.
Yeah, because she got her own show. She's like imprisoned right now, right?
She's like, Wanda made her
like crazy or something? Or
she trapped her, so she was always going to be like in that TV like mindset.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. Yeah, it was a sort of prison. Yeah.
Those are the kind of announcements that excite me, though, because it's like there's a reason why Marvel is like, yeah, we're making this. So it's like it has to be a pretty good reason, right? So
yeah.
But other people are like, why are you giving Agatha her own show? That's stupid. But like I'm like the opposite, and where it's like, no, there's a reason they gave her own show. That's probably a good reason.
Yeah, and she's like an interesting character. Like
yeah, like the actress is really good. Yeah.
Yeah. So nice, exciting. Okay.
And then we got Daredevil Born Again, which is what everybody is freaking losing their minds over.
What?
Daredevil reboot, yeah. Or soft reboot. I don't know if it's like full-on reboot. So he's officially in the MCU now. 18 episodes, though. That's crazy.
Damn.
Because people are like, they're like ready to like start fires or some shit. Because they're like, it's a Disney show, so it's only going to be like 8 episodes, even though Netflix had 13. And they're like, Kevin Feige was like 18. Try.
Wait, so are they rebooting it? Like, do I have to finish the original? Because I never finished fucking Daredevil.
This is my prediction, but I think they're gonna make it so it doesn't matter.
Okay. So like, that would be great.
Like, there are probably other people that didn't watch Daredevil. So Kevin Feige is probably making it like, all right, let's make this show like so they don't have to go watch that shit.
Okay, thank goodness.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, cool. So what's that'll probably
piss
off
the diehards, but yeah.
Yeah, well, whatever.
And then Captain America: New World Order.
Yeah, and then I was like, wait, Chris Evans, and then I was like, oh wait, we have a new Captain America. Yeah,
new Captain America.
So okay,
he got his own movie.
He's getting whatever
is gonna happen in there. Yeah, I have no idea what they're gonna do with that though.
Yeah, what is it called?
New World Order. What that means. Yeah.
Holy yeah, what that means. Okay. Is that the end of it?
And to end phase 5, we got the Thunderbolts.
What the fuck is that?
We talked about this a long time ago, but it was like it's like the Marvel's version of like the Suicide Squad, where it's like a government based team of fucking criminals, yeah. But to like
the Thunderbolts?
I think it's just Thunderbolts. I just put in the because I'm a fucking loser like that.
Thunderbolts.
Yeah, so like the roster right now, people are guessing are Abomination from the Hulk, the guy that the Hulk fought in that first movie. Ghost from Ant-Man and the Wasp. She like phases through. So I'm going with the losers first, the lame people that nobody cares about first. And then we got Zemo from Falcon and the Winter Soldier. He's probably a leader.
Oh, yeah.
I think Taskmaster, if you remember from Black Widow, she like copies like people's moves.
Okay.
That's fine. Yeah. What's his face from Falcon and Winter Soldier? U.S. Agent. He was supposed to be Captain America, but he's the fucking psycho.
Oh yeah. Okay.
But he got a new suit. That lady. Remember that lady that like hires him at the end of the show, and she's also in Black Widow hiring Yelena.
Yes. Yeah, I don't remember what she looks like, but I know the character.
Yeah, she's supposed to be like the Nick Fury of the Thunderbolts or something like that.
Gotcha, okay.
She's probably somebody I'm forgetting about. Yelena.
They're not using any like Spider-Man villains or anything?
Dude. That's all. Sony got the Spider-Man villains.
Damn, that's they're like, tough,
that's all
bro.
Us. We're only making movies with them.
That is so tough.
I'm 100% missing a person. Because that roster I just named off is not it.
Oh, damn, that was a solid roster though.
Oh, you like that? Okay, cool, we're chilling, man.
Like Zemo is
Zemo, yeah. No, yeah, Zemo's really good. The actor's really good.
Yeah, it's good, wise to keep him alive.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, we got the Thunderbolts,
and this is all next year.
That is not next year. That is like
this is like 5 years worth of movies.
24. 2024.
So 2 years of movies.
They also announced the start and end of Phase 6.
What?
So to start Phase 6, they got Fantastic Four. And then to end Phase 6, they got Avengers the Kang Dynasty. And then Avengers Secret Wars.
Wait, and that's the end of Phase 6?
Yeah.
With two Avengers movies. Which is supposed to be when?
Dude, who the fuck knows?
They didn't put a year there. Just
they
like,
probably
yeah,
put
eventually.
A year. I just don't know it. They put a year. Okay, to start, Fantastic Four, 2024. And 2025 is...
The Avengers movies.
Yeah.
Dude, bangers. Those are going to be bangers.
Yeah, they already announced the director for the first one, the Kang Dynasty, who is Destin Daniel Cretton, who directed Shang-Chi.
Nice.
But he's not directing Secret Wars, which is interesting.
Hmm.
Because those two movies are like 6 months apart.
God damn.
So people think that there are two separate Avengers movies. Like one is taken on Kang and Secret Wars is whatever Secret Wars is. Yeah.
The Secret Wars.
Yeah.
It's a secret.
It's a secret.
Kang doesn't know.
That's the tagline. It's a secret.
Secret Avengers Secret Wars. It's a secret.
My theory, because the Secret Wars in the comics is like, what happens in the comics is there's these two universes and they clash together and like it like makes this place called Battle World where it's like the universes mixed together. It's like this weird shit. And I think Phase 7 is going to be all Battle World stuff where it's like all in this new planet where like these universes are all put together.
Holy shit.
Because that would be
crazy. That's going to get crazy.
Because then we can have Toby back and have all those old Marvel things, like people back.
Damn.
That'd be lit.
Damn.
But that's just my theory. They might not even do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. That would be sick, though. What if they did, or did they announce Fantastic Forecast already?
They did not.
I want to
know. There's another.
Like,
John they announced this all play. At. They announced all of this at Comic Con, and there's another thing in like September. So that's probably when they're going to do all that.
Okay.
There's also no mention of X-Men, too, so it's like, yeah, where are they at? Because they just revealed them in Ms. Marvel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I didn't want... Man, I keep hearing good stuff about it. I should watch it. Maybe I'll watch it on the plane or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn, that does have me hyped, though. I'm kind of hyped.
All right, now we gotta do DC now.
Yeah, you wanna do DC?
Yeah. So the first movie that they showed off was Shazam: Fury of the Gods. If you remember Shazam?
Damn, yeah, I do remember.
Sequel
Shazam.
Movie. Yeah, they got a. It's about Shazam trying to find his place in the universe, and he has a family now, right? The Shazam family. That's cool.
Shazam.
So he already has a team. Shazamily, yeah. He already has a team, so that's cool.
Okay.
So they showed that off. There was a trailer for that. And their second movie was Black Adam with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Right. I've seen that.
And they had another trailer for that. And that was it.
That was it. That's all they have, huh? Dude, yeah, I was thinking, like, their only clean franchise right now is, like, fucking Shazam. Like, what the hell else are they going to... Or, like, another Aquaman movie. But, like, what are you going to do? Like,
they got Peacemaker Season 2. They're quiet about it, though. It's probably still filming, that's why.
Damn, that's so like sad.
Oh no, they didn't even start filming because fucking James Gunn is on Guardians 3.
Oh, dude, just completely stepped on. Like, that's crazy. Like, I wonder if there's any like DC like diehards that are like,
yeah,
you know, like they, mad about
yeah.
it. Like,
you just gotta forget about their universe, man. Like, you just gotta focus on making good movies.
Yeah. I want to find an interview a DC fan, like a hardcore one. I just want to get somebody's thoughts who like deeply cares about DC. So
he's
if anybody knows
his
anybody,
face,
let
their
me
face
know.
Is gonna be a, they're like, the...
yeah. I just want a
out.
Whole venting session like, yeah. on this podcast. I want to just be like, so how are you feeling after this Comic Con? And then I just want them to let it all out. so if anyone knows anybody. that's hardcore DC, let me know, because I will interview them. Oh, Skizzy, thank you for the sub. Thank you for the 13 months, dude. Hell yeah, I will see you soon, by the way. Shout out to Skizzy. Hell yeah. But on that note, thank you for that Phase 5 rundown, Alardo. That was very informative.
Yeah, that extended the episode real good.
Yeah, hell yeah. This is a great episode. I enjoyed this. But if you want more, you can follow us on social media, specifically Instagram, at Mix Podcasting, M-I-X Podcasting. That's where we post our clips when we're going live and occasionally some fun other stuff. But yeah, definitely go on Instagram. We also have a Twitter, but we don't really use that. So that's, you know. If you like the live show, though, be sure to drop a follow here on Twitch. We do this show live here every other Wednesday night. Next episode, we'll be talking about, well, we got kind of a fun lineup next time, too. We got Bullet Train, Bodies, 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 Prey, which is the new Predator movie called Prey.
Yeah, and Prey, opposite of Predator.
Yeah, clever. Great Very name, clever. Right? Yeah, we love that. And Players, which is the... I don't even know how to... League of Legends player mockumentary on Paramount.
Esports mockumentary.
Esports. Is it League specifically or just
esports? It is League, yeah. It's League.
Okay.
It's really good. I'm telling you. That show is probably my favorite show right now. Like, the whole year, probably.
I'm excited to watch it. You hyped it up pretty well for me. Especially as somebody who's, like, who's played a lot of League. So, I'm ready. So, that's going to be fun. So, we'll talk about those next episode. But yeah, this was a great episode. Shout out to the trap, the chat. Shout out Skizzy for the sub again. Shout out, I don't know how to say your name. I'll say GZD just for pronunciation's sake. But hanging out in the chat, dropping some knowledge on us with Arlington Road. We'll have to look that up. Also, shout out to Michael, our producer, for producing for us. He also has a podcast called the Iris Podcast. Go check that out. Yeah, any other ending thoughts, Alardo?
Nope. Play Fortnite.
Okay. All right. On that note, we'll see you guys next time on The Mixed.